Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now is former South Carolina Freedom Caucus Chairman Adam Morgan, who ran for Congress and still very involved in running the Freedom Caucus operation. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Tara.
Let me tell you what, you have done an amazing job outing, teachers, professors, employees of our South Carolina universities who have been pro-murder and celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk, and in some cases, even suggesting there should be more murder.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is incredible.
It's shocking, galling. I don't even know the right word. That's why I've been so focused on it, because just to think that our own tax dollars are what are paying for these people, especially the professors and teachers. Like, we are paying for our own cultural demise, the indoctrination of our kids. And these acts can absolutely happen again. You read exactly the statement from the Coastal Carolina employee saying, you know, maybe Nancy should be next, fingers crossed. And then the Clemson professor who said, in the world of Charlie Kirk, to be a Tyler Robinson. I mean, he talks to kids every day. Charlie was shot on a college campus, and you have a professor saying that so that students can follow it. I mean, it's actually inciting violence. This stuff is serious. If the colleges don't deal with this, I say defund them. Take every tax dime they're getting. I mean, Clemson gets $300 million, of your taxpayer money. And it's definitely state-funded. Coastal Carolina gets a ton as well. All the 12 other colleges, I believe, across the country jumped right on this and fired the employees who either celebrated or incited violence. Clemson, we're on day 5 now. They fired 1 out of 3 and only yesterday, so 4 days into it. I mean, completely unacceptable. There should absolutely be repercussions. Yesterday I publicly said I think the president of Clemson should be removed. I mean, thinking of the irreparable harm and damage that's been caused to the university by the mishandling of this scandal. And I just hope Coastal Carolina jumps on it. And I hope everybody listening right now takes time. It's so easy to let your voice be heard. You email these guys, president@clemson.edu and president@coastal.edu. You might think, oh, Coastal, that's the other side of the state. They're getting your taxpayer money. It's state tax dollars that goes to that school. And so let your voice be heard. These people need to do the right thing, and we need to take a stand right now.
I couldn't agree with you more, Adam Morgan, because you know what I think is going on here? And it's disgusting to see the leadership of our universities and the state involved in it. I think there's a sneaky move underhand to establish that advocating for the murder of the right is a right of our state employees, and that we must protect it. And they're trying to create, case history precedent. The left is really big on precedent. Oh, look, we'll see these people advocated for murder over here at Clemson, and they got to keep their jobs. But the problem with it, and that's what they're hoping to establish, a new right, really. But the problem with it is that when these people don't lose their jobs, people on the left who are pro-murder, which is 25% of those who identify as very liberal in polling, and 17% of those who identify as liberal, say violence can be the answer in the poll I just had, those people all get the right to do it too and keep their jobs. And so it becomes the norm. And now the next 12-year-old boy is going to spend the next 10 years hearing Nazi, 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 murder, murder, murder from adults in their sphere. And we've got to stop that. The work you're doing is important. Look, you have First Amendment right. You get to keep your X account all day long, your Facebook account. I don't want to take that from you, but you don't get to have a job.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it insane, the lunacy of the left, that what was it, a couple years ago, they were telling us that, it should be illegal for us to misgender somebody, and that speech is violence, and that, that people should be censored, that say a man is a man and a woman is a woman. But now they're all claiming, oh, no, it's free speech to incite violence and call people to murder other people in cold blood. I mean, you almost can't make this stuff up. It's like, no, you have a constitutional right to speech, but not to violent speech. Like that's how the Constitution. Ilhan Omar posted this yesterday when she's, you know, now getting censored for some of her comments about the First Amendment. I had a laugh. It's like, read the Constitution, honey. And we're talking about the U.S. Constitution. Read that one, since it's probably confusing for some of these people. But yeah, we've got to take a stand. You know, it was Charlie Kirk, you know, just the other day. And if we allow it to continue, that it could be anybody. It's not just Charlie. It's what he's saying, what he stood for. It's the belief system that they want to eradicate. And so if we don't stand up now, it's our future and our kids' future that's at stake.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about, Adam Morgan, where this has gone in South Carolina in 5 days. It's gone from the provost and the president of Clemson standing firmly behind the pro-murder professors, refusing to fire them, to now we've got a person out at Coastal Carolina suggesting Nancy Mace should be next for murder. When, yeah. I mean, think about this, a congresswoman? We're now picking out new targets for murder. And what congresswoman? The congresswoman who, what has she been doing this week? She's out there advocating for the firing of the first set of pro-murder professors at Clemson. And she's, you know, writing a letter. She wants to defund Clemson. And I guess now I have to add Coastal Carolina to that list at the federal level if they're pro-murder. And I absolutely agree with her. While literally she's being targeted. So we have gone from sort of vague pro-murder sentiments, be it Tyler Robinson, you know, be it Luigi Mangione at Clemson, to specific pro-murder sentiments of, hey, Nancy Mace should be next.
Yeah, all in South Carolina. And you know, it's not just those schools. There's one at Winthrop. There's one at Presbyterian. I mean, it's kind of popping up everywhere. And the one in the high school. The key is you're noticing a trend. It's education seems to be the common denominator where yep. most of these people are, which should be terrifying for all of us. And once again, it's completely funded on your dime. And, you know, we tried to defund DEI, what, 2-3 years ago? Actually, multiple times, the Freedom Caucus legislators. 1 year on the budget, I think it was 2 years ago, we put the amendments on every single college budget, including Clemson and including Coastal Carolina, and we said, this is how much money they reported to us that they're spending on DEI. Cut it. Slash it. Wisconsin did it. Florida did it. All these other states did it. We can do it. And you know what happened? That amendment was opposed and blocked and voted down by Republican elected officials in the House GOP caucus. They said, we can't do it. We don't need this. This is a non-issue. All the typical stuff. That they say, and here we are. So we tried. We warned them. Here we are 3 years later, and you're seeing it's reared its ugly head. You see that it's in our colleges everywhere, and it's all been funded by us. So we've got to stop it. The Freedom Caucus and myself have called for a special session to defund Clemson if they don't fire these employees, and let's throw Coastal and Winthrop and some of these other in there that are getting funds if they don't deal with their employees. And to actually pass the bill to ban DEI and stop the funding that is continuing to allow and promote these individuals and this type of philosophy on our college campuses.
30 seconds, Adam Morgan. I've been trying to find anywhere where our governor has weighed in on this. Am I missing it, or can you not find that either?
Oh, no. And I jumped on him the other day. It's galling that every single elected official from the Freedom Caucus all the way to Lindsey Graham. I mean, even Lindsey Graham has weighed in on this. Everybody's called out Clemson and saying that this stuff needs to stop. And yet you've seen nothing from the governor he's the figurehead of the state. He's the one that we should be hearing the most from. And he said absolutely nothing. It's embarrassing. You know, the governor of Florida, the governor of Texas have jumped in and they're calling for the education department to investigate teachers that are posting this stuff. They're being proactive, and you have absolutely nothing from the current governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster. And it's embarrassing, and I cannot wait to have a new governor. Y'all vet them well. Let's not make the wrong choice here. We need strong leaders. And it's sure is time for a change in South Carolina.
Adam Morgan, where can people track all the information that you have? I know you have a website.
My ex is kind of where I've been posting most of the stuff. So if you're on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, my at is Rep Adam Morgan. That's where I've been posting a lot. I also try to keep it on other social medias, but that's really, I would even encourage people to get on there, even if you're not. It's great to keep up with the news and really a lot of call to actions to stay involved and engaged where you can actually make a difference, not just, you know, sit around stewing and fuming about it, but what can I actually do to help save our country? And also, I encourage everybody to follow the South Carolina Freedom Caucus, especially for your statewide issues. They're at the tip of the spear, so a great group to follow.
Thank you so much, Adam Morgan, for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.